Alone, I am an island in the sea of God. I smile. Alone, I am an island in the sea of God. I smile. I am always alone. I am always alone when I am in my inner self, when I am in my outer self. Wherever I am alone. I am alone with the relationship between myself and my divine. I am alone in the relationship of the allness that I am, the goodness that I am, the totality that I am. In all, I am that relationship, and it is who I am. Alone, I am an island in the sea of God, and I smile. What happens to me in my relationship to God? What happens to me in this sea of God where I am an island? And I am a unique island in this sea of God. Now, I'm not talking about being the oneness, the isness, the allness as God, but I'm talking about being an expression of being God. And alone, I am an island in the sea of God, and I smile. I smile because I'm content. I am fulfilled. I am happy. The alliteration of being an island in the sea of God is a beautiful concept, because God is all that is good and beautiful and fulfilling and wonderful and fantastic. And I am in that sea of God. I am knowingly in that awareness of this beingness, of this sea of all good, of this truth that I am. Alone, I am an island in the sea of God. What is the sea of God? The sea of God is peace. The sea of God is oneness. The sea of God is wholeness. The sea of God is joy. The sea of God is life. The sea of God is unconditional love. The sea of God is a warming, wonderful, beautiful, all-encompassing sea. When I go into my swimming pool, I step into the water and it's just a little cool compared to my body temperature. And as I slip my feet into the pool, as I step down the steps leading into the pool, little by little, my body acculturates, ameliorates, becomes one as the water. Little by little, I no longer feel the coolness, the refreshingness, the vitality of the water, the pool. I feel one with it. I am enclosed by it, enfolded by it. I am warmed by every molecule of water. And you might say, I warm every molecule of water with my body temperature. But truly, I am stepping into the sea of God. I'm stepping into this sea of God, which is all perfection, all beauty. Oh, it wakes me up. Yes, indeed it does. It wakes me up to say, hey, you have a beautiful body. You have a body which has cells, billions and billions and trillions of cells, all working harmoniously to carry out your desire for them. Your body has a loving attitude about it. And whatever your body engages itself in, it embraces with the love and the divinity of that unconditional love that you are. Alone, I'm an island in the sea of God. Alone, I step into my swimming pool. I sit on the step. My legs and my tummy and so forth are covered with water. I go down another step and I have water right up to my neck. And I feel just so involved, just so peaceful, just so wonderful. I am embraced in the sea of God. I am embraced. I am touched. I am loved in the sea of God. I am alone. I am an island in the sea of God. And I feel so glorious. I just feel every cell of my body tingling with this awareness of being in the sea of God, of being one as all, as being perfect. God is perfection of all things. So when I am embraced in the sea of God, I am embraced in the perfection of all things, the joy of all things, the love of all things. And as I am in that love of all things, I feel good and very good. I quietly sit in the water and I say, every organ, action, and function of my body is absolutely perfect. Every organ, action, and function of my body is absolutely perfect. All is in divine order. And I sit in this sea of God, and I sort of shiver with joy. And all the cells of my body pop off the little bubbles of air that have been clinging to them. And I am immersed in the sea of God. I am immersed in perfection. I am immersed in delight. And I know with all my heart and soul and being that every cell of my body is absolutely divine and perfect right now. I know that. I know that, and I am that, and it is such a glorious, fantastic feeling. It is such a marvelous feeling. It's such a good feeling to know that I am, that I am. Alone, I'm an island in the sea of God. I sit in my swimming pool, and I'm alone. I'm an island in the sea of God. I sit in my bathtub, and I slide down so that the water is up to my neck. Maybe I even put my head under the water. And I'm alone. I'm an island in the sea of God. And I feel the delight of this. I feel the magic of this. I feel the marvelous quality of this, because I am all in divine order now. I am all in divine order. Every cell of my body is in divine order. It is God, in the sea of God, in the love of God, in the peace of God. It is me. I am peace. I am love. I am allness. I am goodness. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful knowingness. It's a wonderful attitude that I have, because that's who I am. I am that I am. All is in divine order. And I am immersed in the sea of God. I am immersed in divine order. I am immersed in peace. I am immersed in unconditional love. I am immersed in all that is good and all that is beautiful and all that is. For this is who I am. This is my reality, and this is my totality. For nothing else matters save to be an island in the sea of God. Join me today and be an island in the sea of God as you immerse yourself in your thought, in your swimming pool, in your bathtub, in your shower, in your unconditional love that says you are wonderful, beautiful, desirable, fantastic. You are glorious now, now and forevermore. And how great that is. how great that is. Know that I love you as I sit as an island in the Sea of God, thinking about you, thinking I love you, I love you, I love you.